The debate over photo ID played out regularly at the Capitol over the past couple sessions with the same result. Republican lawmakers would pass a measure requiring photo IDs at the polls, only to have it vetoed by Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. This new resolution would take the governor out of the picture and let the public decide on whether to require a photo ID to cast a ballot in Wisconsin. Greendale Republican sponsor Jeff Stone thinks that's fitting, since the aim of the plan is to make sure election results are reliable.
There's no more fundamental right than our right to vote in elections and to know that our vote is counted accurately, fairly, and equally.
But a study released this week by both Rutgers and Ohio State University shows that in states that require voter ID, it drives down turnout, especially among minority voters. Milwaukee Democrat Annette Williams says Wisconsin should not require a photo ID at the polls just because it's required for other tasks, like flying on an airplane.
That's a decision or a choice that I made that I like to fly, so you're going to use your ID. But voting, that's just like breathing. It's a right. It's like drinking water.
The measure will be debated by the full assembly next Thursday, but it probably won't go any further since Democrats now control the Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.